You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Welcome to another edition of Ace and Friends. Starting a brand new week. It's tax day. We all got worries. The Golden Bachelor can't keep it together. What am I supposed to do?
Saw that. That's kind of sad.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's sadder than the regular Bachelor and his.
Oh, I don't think so. Well, welcome to another edition of Ace and Friends. I'm the modern day Mr. Rogers. My name is Ace. Riggins, Tech D Rob are here. Why is it sadder? If you missed it, the Golden Bachelor and this lady, they split up after 3 months. Because sources say because she has decided that she doesn't want to leave her life in New Jersey.
Ew.
So what makes it so much worse that the Golden Bachelor can't keep it together as far than a regular couple?
Because it had a more wholesome quality to it than the regular Bachelor did. He's an older guy. His daughters wanted him to do it. And he seemed like a genuinely wholesome, kind man. And she seemed like a nice woman.
Okay.
And you want to see them in their later years, find love. I think that's natural. The Bachelor has sort of an element of kind of trashiness to it that this didn't have to me.
Okay, I can agree with that part of it. But what I can't agree with is your two people, what are they, in their 60s?
Yeah.
And they don't have a conversation before this,
right,
about what they're going to do with their future. They just jump into this thing. They're both old enough to know, hey, we need to sit down and before we do anything, let's discuss some logistics. Let's talk about what our life is going to be like. And she clearly, based upon what I had seen, the understanding is she was moving there to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And now she decides afterwards, I don't want to do that. If that's true. I don't know if that's even true or not.
Yeah,
but if that's even true.
And I bet there's a lot of pressure from producers and being like, hey, we're still going to go with the wedding, right? Like we're going to send you on vacation. And you kind of get swept up into the whole craze of doing the TV show and the interviews. And you're like, yeah, I love this guy. And then all of a sudden you wake up one morning, you're like, oh, it's real.
And they were
like, we're actually married.
3 months.
Yeah.
Do they even have to divorce? Like they can get that annulled, can't they?
I think 3 months is I think it's like a month probably for annulment, right?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about annulment.
Also, Riggins, I thought when you said it was sad, I thought it was because they didn't have much life left to live. So
that'd be dark. Yes. That'd be a pretty dark thing to say.
But is there any hope for the rest of us if the Golden Bachelor can't make it more than 3 months? I don't know.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend. We got a lot of good stuff happening today. We got some great audio for you, including the value of friendship, according to Gen Z, coming up. And a little clip from the Masters, if you missed it, that luckily the announcer caught himself because he almost made a tragic mistake. But next, something that's not so wholesome that old people are doing. It's not pretty. It's all right. DM we got from Facebook after a conversation we had Friday. We'll get to it next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
So Friday on the show, we got into a conversation about unsolicited pics. Let's call them D-pics. That is that the best way to say that, Regan? You made a face. I didn't know how to.
I thought you were going to put it more lightly than that, honestly, personally.
I did too.
Is there a way? I mean, that's a pretty light way to put it. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Junk pics is better, maybe?
You think? Okay. Maybe that. You think?
I don't know.
What's better? Well, yeah. Okay. What's better?
I think explicit pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Okay. I didn't know how. I was trying to find the best possible way to phrase that. So I didn't.
Say, what about junk pics? Okay.
So apparently I picked the wrong way to what I thought would be better. Yeah. But and we made it a clip, and we got a lot of comments on this. A lot of people commented on this. But a lady who said, keep me anonymous, she said, unsolicited pic. She DM'd us on our Facebook page. Senior citizen version. Names have been changed. So I can use these names because she's changed all the names. My mother-in-law's friend Beth. I'm sorry. My mother-in-law's friend Beth's live-in boyfriend Rex sent a pic to another one of their friends, Gina. Gina was like, OMG, what the hell? Gina sent the pic to my mother-in-law to show her what Rex had done. They did not tell Beth eventually, but my mother-in-law told her because she thought Rex was a perv and was being mean to Beth. Anyway, of course, Beth did not believe it at first until she saw the pic and she knew the pic was taken on her bed. The sheets were a dead giveaway.
Oh, my God.
Beth thought Gina had been flirting with him for him to have sent Gina a pic, but Gina said, ooh, no. Well, the pic kept popping up on my mother-in-law's cell phone, and she could not get it to stop. Instead of asking me to get rid of it, she took her phone to AT&T and asked them to get rid of it.
Whoa. What?
She said, hilarious. By the way, all of these people are in their late 70s. She goes, OMG, ugh. What do you mean the picture kept popping up on my mother-in-law's phone?
Yeah, what does that mean? Like somebody was sending it to her over and over?
They just don't pop up. But once you have a picture in your phone, it doesn't just pop up randomly.
I have found that with people who aren't good with technology, somehow something like this can happen.
You said maybe because she's 75?
Yeah, because it tends to like my mom or my dad would come up to me and go, what's wrong with my phone? I'm like, I don't know how you got it to do this.
Yeah. Well, she probably accidentally set it as her wallpaper or something. She's like, every time I open my phone, I'm seeing.
But can you imagine? Your dad's not even 70 yet, Rick. What's he, late 60s?
Yeah.
Can you imagine your dad around sending pics of himself to women in the community where they live?
No. Or to his mother-in-law or whatever that is.
78-year-old man.
Yeah. But he was married. He was trying to send it to a spouse, I'm assuming.
No, trying to send it to another woman.
But was he, though?
Yeah, maybe that was another old I think person.
Maybe it was an accident.
I think it was probably an accident.
We're giving that guy the benefit of the doubt here.
Of course.
Okay.
I would like to give the older people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, you're clearly not. I don't know why.
I just assumed he wasn't based upon the way she told the story. I assumed he was trying to send it to this other woman.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't want to think that.
Ace knows he's like looking in a mirror. He's like, yeah, I'd send, you know, old pervy old man.
I think y'all are just... I mean, you want it to be true that it was an accident.
Yeah.
No, because you know what you would do.
Well, there's that.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
Oh, the Masters is over. Scott, how do you pronounce his last name? Scheffler. Is the Masters champion. A moving tribute to Vern Lundquist at the end.
Yeah.
Vern Lundquist, he's got to be an 80-year-old announcer. Just a wonderful voice. Just as good as there's ever been at announcing football, college football, and golf. He's just spectacular at it. This is not any of those things. The par three happened on Wednesday. There's a fun tournament that they do on Wednesday. And people come out with their friends and their family, and they let their kids putt. And some guys let their girlfriends or wives, let their caddy hit tee shots for them.
Jack Nicklaus's grandson hits that hole in one years ago. It's one of the most amazing moments ever.
Yeah. I saw the flip side of that the other day. Is it Tony Finau? F-I-N-A-U. Finau?
Finau.
Finau. Let his caddy hit for him, which I believe was like his brother or cousin or whatever was caddying for him, and the guy put it in the water, and he just stared at him afterwards like, God dang. He was so disappointed. Come on, man. I gave you a shot. That's what you did with it? So imagine this. From the Masters tournament, listen as this announcer catches himself from what he says, because he's talking about a player. It's his girlfriend, right?
And his sister.
His sister.
Little sister.
So his little sister is his caddy for the day for this par three. And there's nothing to it. They're just having a good time. And listen to this announcer.
Oh, no.
Sister Sarah Scheffler. Little fat, the shot. She's obviously very fit.
That's a great one.
Yeah, he meant she hit the ground and got a lot of the ground, like hit it a little fat is what that means.
Little fat. The shot.
She's obviously very thin. I love it. And it took him just a quick second. He caught
blink
it.
Blink of an eye.
It came right back at it.
That's wild.
Yeah. And it's because she is clearly, she's very thin. She's not big at all. But listen to his timing is impeccable on this.
Oh, no.
Sister Sarah Scheffler. Little fat, the shot. She's obviously very fit.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
The good news today is proof that you can put your troubles behind you, put your arguments aside, and make your life and other people's lives better. It is truly an inspirational story. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
This is quickly becoming one of my favorite segments of Ace and Friends because it's just, it is what it is. It's always good. There are two pool players. One's name is Russ Redhead. I'm assuming that's not his real name. Russ Redhead and a guy named James Harris Jr. Well, a decade ago, they were big rivals. They actually had beef with each other. They didn't like each other. They didn't get along. But over the course of time, they made up and became friends. And now they're even a little bit closer because Russ Redhead just gave James Harris Jr. a kidney.
Wow.
James had been on dialysis for 3 years, but now 2 months after surgery, he is doing great. And James's wife, when interviewed for the television, could barely hold back tears talking about what a huge gesture it was.
That's amazing.
Yeah. How far did those two guys come? They didn't like each other at all. They had beef 10 years ago. Over the course of time, they work it out. And now he's like, yeah, I'll give you a kidney.
That's great.
I wonder what took so long to figure out that he was a match.
Yeah.
Because he was on dialysis for 3 years. Yeah. I wonder if did Russ Redhead just never go get checked?
Yeah.
And must not have. When they checked him, and found like, oh, my God, you're a match.
Yeah. And you can hold that over somebody forever. Right.
That's why he did it, for sure.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Like sure. My friend Eddie, turned out that his girlfriend, Vicky, was his match. And she donated her kidney to give to him. And he was like, yeah, I can never break up with her now.
Exactly.
He said she could leave me, but I could never break up with her after saving his life and giving him a kidney.
No chance.
Didn't George Lopez's wife give him a kidney and then he left her?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, like there was somebody like that. Was it George Lopez?
Yeah, it was George Lopez, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
And then the world's oldest gorilla just celebrated another birthday. Fatu. She was born in 1957 and lives at the Berlin Zoo. She just celebrated her 67th birthday on Friday. Yeah, a gorilla just turned 67 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's not as good as the first story. I don't know why I didn't, should have led with the stupid gorilla story.
Just make something up. Say the gorilla needed a kidney too.
And is barely surviving.
Yeah.
There's a video that's gone viral that shows the value of friendship to Gen Z. But there's something about it that I find really interesting that most people are flabbergasted by if they're Gen Z. Next.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. It's Ace and Friends, April 15th. Got to get your taxes done today if you haven't done it already. My son's coming over this afternoon to do his. He was supposed to be there Friday. I didn't hear from him. It's one W-2. Just, you know, you go online. It takes, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Plug in the numbers and see you later. But Reagan's found this audio. And do you find this surprising? This Gen Z audio about the value of friendship?
I was surprised by the reaction to the video.
Okay.
Well, I didn't think they would have enjoyed this as much as they do.
So let's play the video first. This girl is sitting in a bedroom, alone in a bedroom, on a bed, talking to her phone.
Here we go. You know, you're best friends when you just show up unannounced, literally all the time. I don't ever tell her when I'm coming over. Showed up, her dad was like, she's not even here. He hugged me. We talked a little bit, came and hung out with her sister a little bit. She left to go hang out with her boyfriend. So now I'm just chilling.
So what is it about that surprises you?
Because everybody in the comments was like, oh my gosh, I need a friend like that. And we're led to believe that Gen Z and millennials don't enjoy human contact with others. That's sort of the message. But everybody in the comments was like, oh my gosh, I wish I had a friend like that. And I love that they're like, I want a friend that I'm comfortable with enough like that.
What I found most interesting about that was that's the way most friendships used to be.
Absolutely.
They were all that way.
You show up at somebody's house and you're like part of the family. It's not a big deal. You
go over. Oh, they're not there. They'll be back in 30 minutes. Just wait here.
You don't have to knock on the door. I mean, yeah, everybody had that experience. But now we're led to believe like everybody's just involved with their phone. They don't want to go out. And it's like, no, it was refreshing to see that everybody was like, I need a friend like that.
Rob's like, why you want to bring me into it?
No, I have a friend I have a lot of friends that are like that. Like, I will go to my friend's house and not knock on the door, and I'd love to spend time with that person. It's just,
you would?
To everybody else, I don't.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. That's the thing that I took away from that, is that that's seen as such a weird thing now, when that's the way
it is.
Everything used to be.
Sure.
That was how everybody's, when you were friends with someone. I had several friends like that growing up. These guys I could do it together with every summer. You'd go to somebody's house and just, they'll be back in like an hour. You just hang out if you want. Okay.
Yeah. She was in her friend's room, like laying on her bed. And yeah, it was refreshing to see those people were wanting that. Yeah.
I think that older generations might have more people that they're like that with, whereas now it's significantly fewer people.
That's probably true.
Yeah. I think it's a better place. The world's a better place when you have more friends like that, though, obviously, when you're close with more people like that.
Sure.
But there is something I need members of the Ace and TJ Radio family to work on for me. You've got to get better at something. I need you to get better at this for my own mental health. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
Hey, don't forget to follow along with our social media at Ace Cannon Media. Well, I tell you this thing that I need you to do for me to make my life a little bit better. My wife and I went to a wedding Saturday. And while we were at the wedding hanging around, my wife likes to take pictures, and she looked, I could use any number of terms, stunning, gorgeous, smoking hot. Her dress was great. Her hair was great. Her makeup was great. Everything about it was just straight fire. And I had on a suit, which I rarely wear. I had to wear a tie. And we got a picture, and she posted this picture, and I was looking at the comments, and this is where I need you to do something for me. You've got to get better with your age gap jokes. If we're still going to make the age gap jokes now, 7 years into this relationship of mine, we got to get better with them. Only one person made an age gap joke. Everybody was very nice. It was like 30 comments when I saw it, and like 29 of the comments were offering, oh, good looking couple, blah, blah, blah. That's great. And I know by that they mean her. But this guy was like, oh, father-daughter dance. I was like,
oh, seen it.
Yeah, been done. You got to get better at that.
Seen it, and it's also not that funny.
Yeah, it really isn't.
Yeah, you've got to just get better with those. Yeah. I don't mind them. I actually like them. They make me laugh.
If they're funny.
If they're funny.
Yeah.
But you gotta bring a little bit more than that.
Yeah. Is it mostly guys that do that?
It's always guys Yeah. It's always a guy trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time. I think almost every time. Now, when women have made jokes, their jokes are pretty witty.
They're good.
Yeah. Because they come at it with a different perspective.
Yeah.
It is proof that most people, me included, probably not as funny as you think you are.
Yeah. Sometimes
you just don't take into account. They've probably seen that before. I was like, man, come on. You can do better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Get better.
Yeah. It's tough though. I saw the picture and she looks stunning in the photo. And I just look like me. And it reminds me, whew, man, I'm getting old. And she's just now hitting her prime. Mm-hmm. Like women are at their best in their 30s. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the 30s are better than the 20s. And the 40s get better than that. I think women get better as they age. But I was like, man, I've got to
do something.
Make some money, get on some steroids or something.
Steroids? Like you think turning into the Hulk is going to make you look better?
I don't know. I'm just, whatever, I'll do whatever. Whatever it takes.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
Answer this question to yourself. Would you ever do acupuncture? This is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. If you're on the fence, this is not going to help your story at all. First off, it's in Iowa. And I don't know, something about acupuncture in Iowa just seems odd to me. But hey, maybe if you live in Iowa, acupuncture in North Carolina could seem odd to you. I don't know. But this is the type of thing that I would do because I'm forgetful. I get busy doing different things, too many different things, too scattered. A healthcare provider in Iowa who specializes in acupuncture is in a lot of trouble because the healthcare provider inserted all of the needles, and then it apparently takes a while. Like, you put the needles in for the acupuncture, and then the person lays there for, say, an hour with the needles in. So the healthcare provider decided he needed to run back home for a bit, and he ran to his house and fell asleep and then woke up, and in the process completely forgot about the person with all the needles stuck in their body doing the acupuncture. So the patient waited about 2 hours after the session was supposed to end. So say the session started at noon and was over at one. The patient waited until three, let's say. God. Then pulled the needles out themselves and called the police. It doesn't say if the patient was a male or a female. So they had to pull the needles out on their own and call the cops. There are no actual charges that the healthcare worker is going to face because he didn't actually break any law. Now, could lose his medical license. The State Board of Medicine has already fined him $500, and his license is now up to be reviewed.
Reviewed.
Wow. The patient was not hurt. And even the patient's parents said, I'm not hurt. I was just really confused as to what was going on.
After 2 hours, I'd be nervous to pull those needles out because I don't know enough about it. I'd be like, can I just yank these out?
And I want to know where were they. Shoulder, like in your neck or shoulders? You just reach around and have to feel for them? Because my fear would be in feeling for them, I would hit something and push one too deep or something like that.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I just forgot. What? It's the middle of the day. How do you forget? It's 1 o'clock. You're like, I'm done for the day. You're a doctor.
Yeah.
What doctor do you know? It's like, all right, I guess I'm done for the day.
Went home, fell asleep, woke up, and never thought,
I got to go back to the office. What the hell's that?
There's somebody laying on a table with needles sticking out of their body.
Oh, God.
But that is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
So you, all your taxes done, been done, Riggins?
Yeah.
You were an early tax person?
Not super early, yeah. But a couple weeks before.
You, Rob, all done?
Yeah, I do mine as soon as I get all the papers.
Yeah, that's what I need. I've got to start doing that.
Good for you.
Now that it's been left up to me, every year I'm late at the last minute, that kind of thing. But I saw some interesting facts. Just because it's, you know, National Tax Day. The Supreme Court once ruled that collecting federal taxes every year was unconstitutional. Fact or fiction?
Fact. I'd say fiction.
That is a fact. President Grover Cleveland tried to implement a yearly tax in 1894, and the Supreme Court struck it down and said no. If you win a prize on The Price is Right, you have to pay California state income taxes on it before you can leave the studio.
I think that's true. I think I've heard that.
That is fact. I did not realize that you had to pay it, though, before you could leave the studio.
Which is so wild.
I knew you had to pay California income tax on it. But I didn't realize it's like you can't leave until you pay.
Yeah, because I think most people think, oh, okay, I'll sell the one I get from here, and then I'll be able to pay for it.
But what if you don't? What if you don't have the money? Like, what if you want a car and they say that, you know, it's going to be $4,000 in tax, just $3,000 in tax? Like, I don't have $3,000 to pay you right now.
I don't have my checkbook.
Yeah, and they can't take the cash value. Like I thought I've heard that they could, but no, they will not.
The term "paying through the nose" comes from a 9th century Danish practice of slitting people's noses if they didn't pay their taxes. Fact or fiction? God.
I hope that's fiction.
It's probably a fact.
That is a fact.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Paying through the nose. A 9th century Danish practice of slitting people's noses if they didn't pay their taxes.
That's wild.
Fact or fiction? The main reason Will Smith did The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was that he owed $2.8 million in back taxes and needed the money.
That sounds like a fact.
Yeah,
for some reason.
That is a fact. I've heard him talk about that. Yeah. When he made all the money off Parents Just Don't Understand, his first album, and it went platinum, he made a boatload of money and didn't account for any of the taxes, spent it all. 70% of his paycheck for the first 3 years of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was garnished by the IRS.
Robbery.
Yeah, he didn't just make payments. They garnished his income. And finally, you still have to pay taxes on ransom payments. Fact or fiction?
Ooh. Probably true. Fact.
Yeah.
Fiction. Ransom payments are tax deductible. You just have to show something like a police report as proof of your loss.
Well, that's good. You don't have to pay taxes.
You do not have to pay taxes on that.
That's good to know.
We found a lady who doesn't really understand what a privacy fence is or how they work. One of the most annoying neighbors ever. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
I didn't have a privacy fence at my house growing up. Did y'all? Did you, Riggins?
Around our pool, we did.
Okay. Did you, Rob?
Not growing up, but I have one now.
Oh, yeah, you do have one now, don't you? I've never had a privacy fence. I've had a fence around my yard, but you could see, you know, through it and all that kind of stuff. You didn't hide anything. But there's a lady here who just clearly does not understand how privacy fences are supposed to go. Now imagine she's standing in her backyard talking to her other neighbor.
Hey there.
Hey.
I thought maybe you were putting in your patio.
No.
Are you going to do that soon?
I'm not sure yet.
I couldn't figure out how to look at you. It's hard to see in the yard.
What do you mean?
When I moved here, this fence wasn't here, and I could see all the way down to Mike's property, and no fences on that side, and I could see all the way down to their property. It was kind of nice. But since they built this fence, and since my next door neighbor put in a privacy, I can't see anything.
That's why it's privacy, right?
Could this lady be any more bored talking to her? No, it's privacy, right? That's all. Okay, that's all. In other words, she liked it when it was open and you could see what everybody was doing and talk to your neighbors.
Yeah. I used to be able to be nosy.
Now everybody wants privacy.
Yeah.
I kind of see. She has a point. She liked it better. It was more communal, more community. People could spend time together more.
But with a neighbor like that, I understand why she put up the privacy fence. It's like, yeah, you're a pain in the ass. If you love your neighbors, or if you love, you know, this woman seems super annoying.
Very into what is everybody else doing today.
Are you putting your patio up right now? No, I'm hanging out with the dogs in the backyard.
I'm here throwing a frisbee with my dogs. Why? What do you care?
Yeah, I used to be able to see. Okay, yeah, now I'm putting it up. Now it's going higher. How about that?
I'm going to put in a double privacy
fence. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, so now everybody, I guess, has put it in a privacy fence, and she's not thrilled by the whole thing.
Yeah, because she used to be able to see far.
Because when we first moved here, I could see everybody.
Yeah. And then everybody found out how annoying you were and put up privacy fences.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
Here's a question I found on social media that may be more difficult than you think. Someone offers you $1 million to do a karaoke version of a song. You're in a bar. Somebody says, here, $1 million, but you have to get every single word of this song exactly correct. What's the song? You can pick the song. But you can't, you got to know every word of that song. What is it? Because you may think you know the words of a ton of songs, but when faced with a scenario of, I got to know every single word, what would it be?
Happy birthday.
That's bad. The cheating song is Tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila. It's only one word. That wouldn't count.
That's tough. I don't know. Even my favorite song, I'd probably mess up, you know, the words, at least one.
Yeah. All or nothing. $1 million. One song. Sure. You've got to get every word right. What is the song that you choose?
Come Monday, Jimmy Buffett.
Really?
I think I could probably listen to that song more than any other song. So I think that would probably be my best shot.
Is it, I would think probably helpful that it's a little slower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it gives you a few more milliseconds to process what's coming up as opposed to something that's more up tempo.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. I never thought of the go with a slower song thing until right now.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, what's yours? Can you come up with one?
I don't think I could because I'm awful with remembering lyrics.
All the karaoke you've done, you're terrible at lyrics?
That's why I have to do the karaoke because the lyrics are in front of me.
Oh, that's right. I forget to put them on the machine.
Hmm. Yeah. Which, I mean, if that's the case, I'm assuming this is where you don't get to see lyrics.
Yeah.
But like, if that was the case, I would do whatever. But without the lyrics, I'm lost.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a terrible memory of lyrics.
So you can't even come up with one.
Yeah, do you remember we did something with one of our old stations where I sang a Ed Sheeran song for in the lull time during a contest, and I bombed it.
What about the song you auditioned with on Nashville Star?
Maybe it'd be pretty close for that one because it's just a song I've known my whole life. It was the Great Day to Be Alive by Travis Tritt.
Yeah.
So that one, I mean, maybe, but.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave.
I know a good bit of the song, at least.
Yeah, and then you black out.
Yeah. Right.
That's one of my favorite stories ever. Rob auditioned for a television show and literally, for lack of a better term, blacked out. He made it through the audition, but he has no recollection of it whatsoever.
I remember being on the stage, and then I remember being off of it.
And was it your sister or your mom?
My niece and my mom were
with me. Yeah, they said something. That's the next thing you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember hearing your name be called?
I think we were in order. Like it was a line going to the stage. So I was like, I think they gave me a number or something.
And you walked right up.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember walking up on the stage?
I remember walking up and seeing the judges. And then
nothing else until your niece's gone. Voice.
Luke Gone. Combs says the same thing when he performs. He just blacks out.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
He's a 10, but I like those, that whole series of videos that are out where they point out, hey, the guy's a 10. He looks great, but this is his problem. There's a pretty good TikTok that's gone viral from a guy, and it's all about, you know, he's a 10, but what about this laugh?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's funny.
What?
He had said Sarboa, but it's Sarbini. Yeah.
He just does these different laughs. He's getting people's reaction as he walks by girls looking like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every time they look at each other, like, oh my God.
He's like a handsome guy.
Yeah, he's a really good looking guy. But here's the difference I thought when watching this. No guy is going to care about that. If you revert, turn no. the tables.
If she's got a goofy laugh.
If she's attractive, that might be, oh, she's got this goofy little laugh that like he even snort. Finds even more endearing.
Yeah, if she snorts when she laughs, you see that sometimes.
Yeah, but some guy's going to go, oh, and she has got this weird little, it's funny, but it's a goofy little laugh.
Yeah, but a woman but does not want him to laugh ever around her friends. Ever.
He's laughing.
Yeah.
But here's another one.
What? Rising.
And every time that's people weird. Look, like, what is going on with that yep. guy? What's his. Guys don't care. Yeah, that would be a total turnoff to a woman, but a guy would be like, it's okay.
Yeah. I don't care.
Just like girl with a raggedy car, guy didn't care. Guy with a raggedy car, a lot of times women care.
Mm hmm. Yeah, that list of icks or whatever that women put together, you know, they're now up to like 600 things yeah. that guys do wrong that gross them out or freak them out. So it's like, guys aren't doing that.
He doesn't stand up right getting out of, he didn't get out of the chair right, or he doesn't, you know. Yeah.
He uses a turn signal. You know, it's like that petty. It's yeah. like, okay.
Like, all what right. are you, what, really?
All right. Have fun being alone forever. But that laugh is pretty embarrassing.
So one of the big arguments in the country today that everybody talks about is tipping culture, getting out of control. Something happened at an airport, and the question has become, was it a tip or was it extortion? Wait until you hear who was looking for a tip next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, people are obsessed with tipping culture and how tipping has gotten out of control. And a lot of people are asking for a tip now before they've even given you the service. But here is a story that made it online from an airline passenger who says they were at a United ticketing counter at the Newark, New Jersey airport last week. And the agent said their checked bag was a half pound too heavy. And I believe that's 50 pounds is the weight limit. Half pound too heavy. The agent said, don't worry. I don't see anything. Then gave him a high five. The customer thought, I'm getting a nice break. Then the agent said, quote, you can leave a tip right there. And pointed to the spot on the counter. The customer asked if the agent was for real. The guy said, yes. So the customer left $5. Now, the customer said, really didn't care at first. Like, okay, we got something out of that. That was good. But then they started thinking and like, I'm pretty sure that bag is not over. So when they got the bag back, then they don't know what happened, but they weighed it and it was 44 pounds.
Ooh.
Which would give them 6 pounds leeway. Now, if you've ever been to the airport, I know at the airport in Charlotte, on the side there, it shows you the weight as it does it. So you would know exactly, if you were looking and paying attention, you would know exactly what you have. Then they started thinking they may have been scammed. So they reported it to United on the United website. It says United has not responded.
I bet not.
They shared the story online, and now people are obviously saying, not cool.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't have to tip the ticketing agent in the airport. And that if this ever happens, you should immediately ask for a supervisor.
If the bag was over 50, I would have no problem tipping. And he's like, I'm going to look the other way. That's the way the world works, yeah, unfortunately. I would totally tip $5 if he's like, hey, don't worry about it. Yeah. Just put a tip right there. Yeah. I'm like, no problem.
I agree.
My man. But if he's lying about it and it's off by 7 pounds, then I'm livid.
Yeah, if he's lying about it, and I'm that much off. But I'm with you because it's like a $25 charge or $35 charge if the bag is over.
Yeah,
$5, just kind of scoop my bag on through. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Welcome to the real world. I mean, that's just, do it.
Yeah.
But if he lied about it.
You ever been standing there with somebody whose bag was over and you had to kind of reassess, think, take stuff out, throw stuff away? I mean, give me that. I'll put it in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror show.
Yeah.
It's humiliating and embarrassing. And I've done it several times and I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I hate it. It's super annoying.
Yeah.
There is a unique take from a girl on the squatter crisis in America. And it may sound boring, but it's not. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Squatters, I don't know what the proper term would be, has become a problem. And you may have heard these crazy stories of squatters' rights where people move into houses that are for sale or people are gone. They come home and people live in their house and then you have lost the right to your own property that you own because of the way the weird laws work. So what is it? This guy just goes out, he's interviewing college students.
Yeah.
About squatters and squatting. This takes a weird, weird turn.
Do you own property?
I own a car. Yeah.
Okay, so if
somebody stole my car, how would I feel about it?
Yeah, would you apply that to the same standard to your vehicle?
If they needed my vehicle and they were down bad and it happened, I would just move on with my life. Because I don't think private property should exist.
Then why not just go and give your car to someone who's down bad?
Because I need it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then that begs the question, if you own property and you need your property and someone takes it over, should they have the right to do that?
I don't think that I care.
There you go. I don't think that I care. So you got a car. Somebody steals your car, but they steal it because they need it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let them have it.
Yeah, because she doesn't want private property to exist.
Yeah, I don't believe private property should exist. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. You're a moron.
And the way she tries to, I don't care then. Well, that's not a legit answer.
Yeah. And the way she says it, I don't think that I care. Yeah. Like, you're stupid for asking the question. Like, so you're ridiculous. Dumb for even thinking that people should be allowed to have private property. Like, you're the one who has the problem, not me. It's on you and your demand for property rights and stuff.
I'd be like, well, no, give me your car. Yeah. She's like, well, I need it. I'm buying. I need it more.
Where are you going to live? Car. Maybe you move into a house, and then I decide I need your house more than you do. Maybe I've got a wife and two kids, and we've lost our. So you just need to get out. I'm going to need you to bail, but keep paying for it because I want to move in here and take care of it.
Yeah. It's remarkable that more of these squatters haven't been just shot and killed by the people that own the home.
I can't believe it.
It's, you know, you never see that in the news. I'm surprised it doesn't happen every day now.
Yeah, there was a lady from New York that was on the news the other day that she was escorted off her property that she owns by the cops and threatened with arrest. And you can tell the cop was trying to be cool about it. Like, hey, look, this could result in arrest. Like, I'm begging you to not push it because I won't have a choice to have to arrest you. You know?
It's just so crazy, so stupid.
Yeah.
And then you meet people like that and you're like, oh, no.
Right.
You're in higher education. Yeah. You're supposed to be like, you know.
Michael J. Fox has come out with a quote that a lot of people are upset about. Maybe he's just being a grumpy old man. Maybe not. Maybe he's onto something. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
So, Michael J. Fox, what does he live with? Is it?
He's got
Parkinson's.
Parkinson's, yeah.
Michael J. Fox, in a recent interview in People magazine, thinks it was more difficult to become famous back in the 80s than it is today. Quote, we were tougher. We didn't have social media. We didn't have any of that crap. We were just famous, left to our own resources. And it was an amazing time. You had to be talented. That helped. We used to bust our ass, our acting muscles, and watch other actors and sit around and talk about acting. And now you've just got people who just go like, what's your sweater you're wearing? And what's that dance step? End quote. Can he be right and be a grumpy old man at the same time?
I think so.
Because he's got to be what? He's 60s?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, maybe around 60.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm not tooting my own horn, but we were talented.
Well, yeah, I don't know that's the example you want to use, though, when he's like, we were tough. We got to, you know, we sat around and talked about acting. It's like, okay, well, come on. You weren't digging ditches and you weren't fighting in the war.
Yeah, but I guess what he's saying is you had to be a little more, they had to get out there and hustle. They had to work at the craft. You had to be declined a lot and told you're not good enough and all that kind of stuff.
And I still think a lot of people these days do have to grind. But yes. Maybe not as hard as he did, but I mean, still, it's not easy to be famous like that on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, all these people are just ready to tear down whatever's new and popular.
Yeah, but I get it though. When you're an actor or a musician or something who's worked at a craft and worked to learn, take musicians, writing songs, perfecting your voice. And then you see somebody who just sits in their car and drive-thrus and eats obscene amounts of food, and they make $1 million a year, millions doing that. It's like, okay, we really had to have talent. They don't have any talent.
It's the same argument calling the Kardashians talentless. Well, their talent is people want to look at them.
They figured out a way to make it work for them. I get it.
No one wants to look at you.
Hey, it's just things happen. Lives change. You know, technology comes along. You have different things for different, you know, groups. There was a time that they didn't have television, you know, and so those people had a different skill set. And then television came along and they had talk show hosts who weren't actors or actresses, and people didn't think they were talented. Yeah. But now you know that they were, that kind of thing. Things just change. But there are a lot of, you know, I think musically, what was I watching the other? Oh, I got onto something with the Eagles, and it was like the Eagles from 1976, live, untouched, no backup singer, no amazing.
Yeah, they sound just like the albums.
So just like the albums, which is incredibly hard to do. They're so unbelievably talented as a group. They are more talented than anybody that's out today. Most people that are out today.
Didn't Lionel Richie have say something similar about the We Are the World thing recently too?
Oh yeah, that they couldn't do it today because everybody sounds the same and they're not as talented.
Yeah, I don't think Michael J. Fox is wrong, but it just doesn't. It definitely doesn't mean that he's not just being a whiny old dude.
He's not wrong, but it is. It's hard to compare when there are so many different avenues now to become famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd rather watch a mukbang video of somebody eating in their car than watch Back to the Future again.
Well, hold on a minute now.
Yeah, I would not.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
I don't know if I want to talk about this or not. Maybe I do it tomorrow. I don't know. It's weird. I have a question. So mentioned earlier about the picture that I posted. I'm very cautious about what I post. Because I am very attracted to my wife physically. I think she's stunning. But I try not to post a lot of pictures of her. Hey, look how hot my wife is.
Right.
Yeah. And as you approach the summer, that's always weird. Because if you're out around a pool or something, she's usually in a bikini.
Right.
How do you do that where people don't think you're being a creeper?
You don't.
You don't? Okay.
Posting a lot of pictures, bikini pictures, it might come across a little creepy.
I mean, not a lot, just like kind of. She posted a picture of herself in a bikini recently and got huge reaction. I mean, they were all women that were like, oh, you look amazing, blah, 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 blah. And I thought at the time, man, if I posted that, people would be like, what are you?
Yeah, it's different.
Creeper old dude.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you were posting it because you're like, look, I'm so proud of her. Look how hot she is. She just worked hard. But you can't. But I can't do that. I think also that two things work against me. One, the age gap thing makes it a little bit weird for some people. If I were to just post like, hey, my wife's a year from having a baby, she looks incredible. I would just be posting I was proud of her. That makes it weird. Two, it's because it's me and people know that I'm,
kind of a pervert.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it. I was trying I'll not to have no, to say it.
He's kind of a pervert. Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, so different. that works, against me. So there were a lot of times that I could be like, I would post this picture in a heartbeat. Be like, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think I'm weird. And she's cautious about that too. Like, maybe you shouldn't be posting it.
I would trust her senses. I would trust her sensibility about it.
She knows who she's married to. So like,
yeah.
We've only have a couple times. Like, I think one time we were in Vegas at the pool. I think maybe once on the lake. But we never post the ones that I take. We always post the ones that she takes or that people take of us.
Okay, I don't even know what you're talking about now. You're just saying you're speaking. I don't know what you're even saying. You're trying to say something.
You're saying trust her. Just leave it to her. Okay.
She kind of has a good eyeball for that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I am who I am.
And you are who you are.
Which is probably the biggest reason I shouldn't be posting anything.
Like yeah, that. Maybe.
Ace and Friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.